This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Stand up. What's wrong with you? Today, come on. You guys have a half a brain, don't you? Yeah, it's Flag Day. Seriously. I'm going to leave that in the background. Too bad. Deal with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I love Flag Day. You know one of the reasons I love Flag Day? Because it reminds me. It's my dad's birthday. Love you, Dad. I'm so glad you were born on Flag Day to Italian immigrants. I'm also glad that it helps you remember your birthday. Can't miss it, right? It's kind of hard for me to say, oh, Dad, I forgot your birthday. Especially when it falls like this. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time. You better know a little bit about Flag Day. Wouldn't that be great? The real story behind Flag Day, behind Old Glory, as they say. You know, it's funny how some people, I don't totally disagree with this, but a line from David Barton, when he's talking about the about our flag, about our banner, which is our banner, right? The flag is our banner. He grabs a scripture, which is Psalm 60, verse 4. It says, "You have given a banner to those who fear you to be displayed because of the truth." They don't fear the American flag, people. Because of oppression. Enemies, bad people, used to fear the American flag because it meant freedom. It meant justice. It meant that those that were oppressed were going to have a chance to be free. God, I can't stand it. By the way, this is the Boston Pops doing Stars and Stripes Forever. When John Williams was actually conducting. Yeah, no, I get carried away. I'm sorry. All right, let's go back here. So on June 14th, it's Flag Day. Right. Now, it's commemorating the same day 239 years ago in 1777 when the Continental Congress passed a resolution that the flag of the 13 United States... 13. For those of you who never knew this before, yes, there were originally 13 United States. Okay? They alternated red and white, that the Union be 13 stars, white in a blue field representing a new constellation. Since that time, generations of Americans have celebrated the flag as a symbol. You got this? It says, a symbol of our God-given freedom and God-blessed nation. Now, in every American military campaign, Old Glory has been a symbol of our unique American freedoms and ideals. Interestingly enough, Old Glory was the name that America's merchant sea captain William Driver placed on the flag that had flown on his ship for years. I like that. The American flag became so famous that during the Civil War, Confederates tried to confiscate, and destroy it. But they weren't very successful. Boy, talking a liberal work today. They weren't very successful, frankly. For Captain Driver had sewn it into a bed cover for protection. I think that's great, don't you? Now, the I lost my place, and it was bed cover for protection. In 1862, when the Union soldiers occupied Nashville, Driver took out his flag and flew it over the state capitol as a symbol that Old Glory still stood firm. That nickname is now closely associated with all American flags. Right? The first Flag Day celebration occurred in Wisconsin in 1885 when a school teacher and his students observed June 14th as a flag birthday or Flag Day. And this idea inspired others around the nation to copy the practice. And as the celebration grew, a scope and number, the idea received national recognition in 1916. President Woodrow Wilson issued a presidential proclamation calling for the national celebration of Flag Day. Thank God somebody had the brains to do that. This established the first national proclamation from a first national Flag Day. Which, personally, I think is wonderful. Again, like I said, it helps me remember my dad's birthday. And, you know, it is Flag Day. Why do you love the flag? Right? What's the big deal? It's a flag. somebody's gonna shoot me. Seriously, I don't mean it that way. You know I don't mean it that way. But always a pleasure to be with you. I am Joe Messina, your host. I love these kind of things. I love these stories. And we should know more of them. We should be able to share these more and more with our kids, don't you think? Or am I the only one that thinks that this stuff actually means anything? See, where people get all caught up, where people get stupid, is our American men don't fight for the flag. We don't fight for the flag. Right? That's not what we're fighting for. They fight for what the flag represents. They fight for what the flag means to those. Like I said to you, it's not an oppressive piece of cloth, my friends. For those in the Middle East, for those overseas, it has a whole different meaning. We're the ones that, you know, it's those of you who enjoy the freedom that the flag brings you are the idiots that want to stomp on it, light it on fire. There are many of those that see that flag come around the corner, and they know they're safe now. In other countries, that's what it means to them. And don't give me that garbage that, no, you don't know how oppressive it is in other countries. Neither do you. You'd like to believe you do, but you don't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, look, people, whether you want to hear this or not, we are being attacked all over the place. And I don't care whether you're with a gay or lesbian group, a Christian group, a Jewish group, whatever the group is, you're being attacked. Okay, there's a group of people out there that want to kill you just because of your freedoms, just because of your mindset, just because you're happy that if you're a female, that you can dance without head coverings, that you can actually go out of the house without a male relative. That can't be accepted in this country. Right? It's nuts. And they know we won't do anything. They know that this president doesn't have the spine. This administration does not have a spine to take on terrorists. They know it. Let me give you the difference. I'm gonna give you the difference between two kinds of people. One of decisive action that will keep you safe, and one is just thoroughly confused at life itself. We'll start off with the one that's thoroughly confused at life itself. Let's see what you think.
Consulted with Congress throughout this process. I am confident that as Commander-in-Chief, I have the authorities to engage in the acts that we are...
This is a speech that Mr. Obama gave when he was in his beautiful beige suit back in 2014.
Conducting currently. As our strategy develops, we will continue to consult with Congress, and I do think that it will be important for Congress to weigh in. But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet.
Now, maybe we should listen to somebody with a brain and a spine. What do you think? Okay? A brain and a spine. Someone that our enemies were afraid of and our allies respected, unlike what we've become today.
7 o'clock this evening, Eastern Time, Air and Naval Forces of the United States.
Wait a minute. Before I start this, you know, it's really funny that you people on the far left, you really, really, really believe that we have a good relationship with our allies. I don't know where you're getting this. You believe that we're well respected in the Middle East and even in Europe. We're not. We're the laughingstock of the rest of the world at this particular point in time. And for people that want us to be more understanding, more loving, the terrorists, see, we don't understand their culture, and we're too aggressive for them. The Jordanian king left his meeting with President Oblamo here when they lit the Jordanian pilot on fire, and he went back, and what did he do? He bombed the crud out of them. They haven't lit any, they've no longer lit any Jordanian pilots on fire. At least last I checked, they had. The retaliation from the French, the retaliation from the Egyptians, fast and swift. What do? We need to get all the facts together. We need to think it through. Then we need to decide whether we want to tee off the Muslims or the Islam, whatever the president's calling them. Now, we need to take action. We need to show them that we are also willing to protect our own. Mr. President, I don't know who your own are, because you ain't protecting any of us.
Launched a series of strikes against the headquarters, terrorist facilities, and military assets that support Muammar Gaddafi's subversive activities. Colonel Gaddafi is not only an enemy of the United States. His record of subversion and aggression against the neighboring states in Africa is well documented and well known. He has ordered the murder of fellow Libyans in countless countries. He has sanctioned acts of terror in Africa, Europe, and the Middle East, as well as the Western Hemisphere. And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office. Self-defense is not only our right, it is our duty.
When our Americans, when our citizens are attacked anywhere in the world, we will take action immediately. God bless this man. We need men of action. We need people that are willing to protect and not always talk. See, I get the talking thing. I get wanting to talk it out. I get, you know, there's got to be another way to come up with a solution. I get that. This is not one of those times. Are you with me here? This is not one of those times. These people are running rampant all over the place. And maybe we just simply don't know how to deal with terrorism. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's our problem. I want you to listen to this again.
On the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office. Self-defense is not only our right, it is our duty. It is the purpose behind the mission undertaken tonight, a mission fully consistent with Article 51 of the United Nations Charter. I salute the skill and professionalism of the men and women of our armed forces who carried out this mission. It's an honor.
Boy, the UN says we can do this. Well, you know, the president loves the UN. If the UN says we can do it, then we ought to be able to do it, shouldn't we? We ought to be able to defend ourselves. What do you think?
to be your commander-in-chief. Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong. I warned that there should be no place on earth where terrorists can rest and train and practice their deadly skills. I meant it. I said that we would act with others if possible, and alone if necessary, to ensure that terrorists have no sanctuary anywhere.
Yeah, see, we should have done that. We should have done that. We should have kept doing that. I'm not going to wait for your permission to protect my kids. I'm not going to wait for the neighborhood to tell me it's okay to go ahead and protect my kids when you're trying to break into my house, because maybe the person trying to break into my house to hurt my kids might be the guy that lives on the other side of the hill from me. I need a neighborhood consensus as to what I can and can't do. That's what they're doing today. That's what Obama is doing today. He is looking for a worldwide consensus, and if he doesn't get what he wants, then he tries to push them into getting what he wants. Because, you know, again, he's always right. They're always wrong. Come on. You know this is true. I mean, seriously. This is getting so old with this guy. I cannot wait till he leaves. And I used to say, listen, when he first screwed up, I used to say, man, we would have been better off with Hillary. I'm not so sure anymore. We might be better off with Bill back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up. I need to vent, and you're going to listen. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
And go.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
It'd be great if I could do this show with my voice that high. Would you like that? Any helium? Yeah, stuck on some helium. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's get to it. I love all this crazy stuff going on. I mean, my heart goes out to those that were victims of or who lost loved ones in the shooting. Unreal, uncalled for, just wrong. Now, I'm watching these posts going up on Facebook and other places, you know, these pastors or preachers that are saying, this is God's revenge for this. This is this. This is that. It's a good thing to get rid of the pedophiles, the whatever, the sodomites, whatever they're calling them. Okay? My God doesn't call us to kill. He doesn't. Okay? See, here's the difference between us and them, and I'll put it that way. You know, very specific to an us and them. The segment I did last, the last segment I did, when I said the problem I have with the president is he won't call out that segment of Islam. He just won't do it. But I will. But I'll do it to the Christians, too. Okay? Those Christians that are up there saying this was a God thing, God ordained this thing to get rid of the pedophiles and sodomites. My God doesn't do that. The God of my Bible does not do it. Nowhere in my, especially in my New Testament, if you're following Jesus Christ, nowhere does it say that we're to seek out sinners and kill them. Nowhere does it say that we're supposed to seek out non-believers and kill them. It specifically says that our lifestyles would draw them in. They're not going to accept everything that we believe. They're not going to accept everything in the Bible. But our lifestyles would draw them in. The Word of God would draw them in. The love of Christ would draw them in. It is not up to me to get you to convert or kill you. It's that simple. And why it is that you hypocrites on the left find it so easy, so okay, so wonderful when you read stories like about the Westboro Baptist Church. And then you could tie all Christians into the Westboro Baptist Church. We're all the same, but we can't do it to Islam, can we? We can't do it to the Muslims. That's unconscionable. And you're hypocrites. So there was a post that went up, Westboro Baptist. God sent the shooter in Orlando to a murder. The murderer is in hell. Repent. Wow. These guys at Jack Wagons, they are just wrong. It really is that simple. And, you know, I was going to respond to these guys, but do not give them the time of day. Let them die their long, slow, agonizing death. These are a bunch of inbred human beings that have no clue of what the love of God is all about. Absolutely none. Just because they call themselves a church doesn't mean they are. Aha. See? Even the Christians are calling it out that way. Why can't the president do the same? Why can't you guys on the left do the same? The largest mass shooting in history in the United States, which is not a true statement. I get sucked into it all the time. It's not true. We had 75, and look it up, in the late 1800s. I think, was it 75? 75, as the heading says, Negroes killed. We had 75 African Americans killed in the late 1800s. The KKK, offshoot of the Democratic Party, the KKK were lighting their houses on fire and shooting them as they were running out of the front of their houses. You'll never hear that from mainstream media, will you? Will you? And the largest mass shooting in history in the United States took place last Sunday. It's known that the gunman, Omar Mateen, is responsible for at least 49 deaths plus, and 50-plus people hurt. As the world kind of sympathizes with the people who lost their lives, you know, with the families, the victims' families, you know, these were 49 human beings that were taken off the planet. Okay? And here's the thing about Christianity, which is where people miss it. Some Christians miss it, and this church, Westboro Baptist Church, I don't know what God they serve. I really just don't know. Right? If these people were taken off the planet before they came to the knowledge of Christ, before somebody was able to witness to them, before somebody was able to talk to them about the good news of Jesus Christ, that's not God's plan. God says so. It's not his plan. He wants everybody to come to the knowledge of Christ. Remember, that's not an acceptance of or beat it into you. You have to decide to do that on your own. We don't say accept Christ or die. And I don't know where they get that God sent the shooter. Again, not scriptural. Can't find it. Now, the Westboro Baptist Church, they're just known for being jack wagons. Why they get any press anywhere, I have no idea. I know, I'm giving it to them now, so get over it. I said I apologize. Right? They think everything is a message from God. Everything. Every punishment is from God for something America is not doing right. Wow. My God doesn't work like that. Now, plans have not been revealed yet by the Westboro Baptist Church, I got to tell you. And we don't know if any of the members will head to Orlando anytime soon. I hope if they head out there, they get many flat tires, engine failures. Yeah, be sad. Be terrible. But they tend to come out to these things because, you know, they got nothing else better to do. The Westboro Baptist Church does not head to funerals or sites of those that have died so they can... They do head. They don't head there so they can join in your mourning or pray for those people. No. You know, the Bible says to pray for your enemy. So if they consider these people an enemy, why aren't they praying for them? Why are they rejoicing in their death? We're not supposed to rejoice in other people's misfortunes as Christians. So I don't know. I don't know a Bible that they're reading. It must be one that they did on their own, huh? What do you think? You know, this stuff just makes me nuts. Now, as reported by the Courier-Journal, a number of the WBC members recently went to Louisville, Kentucky, to protest and picket the funeral of legendary boxer Muhammad Ali. Now, in the past, they've picketed at funerals of many celebrities, athletes, and soldiers, and many others. Now, the beauty is they didn't get any real traction with Mr. Ali, did they? CNN reported that the worst terror attack... Really? We're going to do this? That the worst terror attack in U.S. history since 9/11 started around 2 a.m. It was a lot worse than anyone originally anticipated. Yeah, originally they thought there was... And not that any life lost is good. But originally they thought there were 20 and below that might have been shot or dead. But when it really started to hit, when it really started to come out, they saw how bad it really was. Now, again, I want to make the reason I even brought this story up is I want you to see we have loons, too. We have ones that say they do it in the name of our God also. Right? But I'm one, as many will come out, you'll see, on our side, that will say, these guys aren't from our God. These are not following our God. They're not doing the will of Christ. That's not what these guys are. Right? They believe that the team was sent by God. God does not send people to kill other people. It doesn't work that way. He will send people to pray for other people. You can't find anywhere, especially in the New Testament, under Christ's rule, you can't find anything in the New Testament that tells us to go kill someone for any reason. Right? Just amazing to me. This stuff unravels me only because, again, it's what I always say to you guys. This is somebody talking about my God, talking about the one that loves me, loves the rest of you too, wants you to come to his knowledge, wants you to come into his family. And then these morons chase people away with how big of idiots they are. I have no other word for it. How big of an idiot they are. Or how big of idiots they are. I know, it ain't proper English. Get over it. Look, people. God did not send... God, the Father of Jesus Christ, did not send Omar or anybody else to that club to kill those people. It does not work that way. And it doesn't matter whether you believe they were sinning or not. It doesn't matter whether you believe that God approves of their lifestyle or not. God doesn't just go wiping out people. Right? Now, take a deep breath. Go grab a cup of coffee. Come on back. Got a lot more to talk about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
No comment.
We are back. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do be part of the conversation, seriously. Right? You really got to be part of the conversation. You know, it's how you get informed, how you get engaged. But I got so much. I don't have the time, but I got so much I want to go through. I love how the Democrats heckled Ryan on the floor. Okay? Because they won't bring... Ryan won't bring their bills to the floor. And they do this every time. It's always an outrage after a shooting. Let's never talk to it in a sane way when emotions are normal. No, no, we have to wait for them to have a shooting. And all their bills simply, they want to ban every semi-automatic as an assault weapon. They're out of their minds. Not every semi-automatic is an assault weapon. Sorry. Just like in California now. They're trying to make it so you can only buy one gun a month. All right? Because they think that's going to stop it from happening. I mean, just admit, they're going to create a black market like you've never seen before for guns. And they're not going to be able to stop it. These are all knee-jerk reactions that will have absolutely no effect on the end result. None. When you make it so they can't get this stuff, look what happened to dope, look what happened to marijuana, look at all this stuff that you said you can't have and they got. So that big, bad, nasty, homophobic, gay and lesbian hating Chick-fil-A did something unheard of on Sunday. Now they're closed every Sunday. I don't know if you knew that. They want their employees to be home with family, whether they want to be or not, because there's some family I don't want to be with. So it's and it's not unusual, okay, and as Christians to express sympathy and compassion, especially in the South, by preparing a a ham or a badger biscuits or peach cobbler. No, seriously, I'm kind of being funny, but not really. I mean, people do things differently, right? I mean, Italians, it's all about food. And apparently, Southerners, it's all about food. My wife's from the South. It's all about food, whether you like it or not. And so that's what happened this Sunday. Chick-fil-A, they prepared a meal for kings on Sunday. And one of the managers said, honestly, I think we do a better job communicating love with sweet potato pie than we do with words. So if you're a Chick-fil-A, if you are Chick-fil-A, you communicate love through a chicken sandwich, he said. And that brings me to a heartwarming story that has emerged from the aftermath of Islamic terrorist and the attack in Orlando. Now, I should tell you that the folks over at Chick-fil-A are going to be mighty upset with the writer here. They didn't want him putting this out for anybody. But it's a story you need to hear, right? It's a story we all need to hear because, you know, you guys who think that we're haters because we don't believe in your lifestyle, we don't believe in what you're doing, it doesn't mean we hate you. We just don't agree with something you're doing. My son mixes mustard and mayonnaise. I don't agree with it. I think it's disgusting looking. I would never put it in my mouth. Does it mean I hate him? Seriously. I think he dresses like a nut. That doesn't mean I hate him. I don't like the earring things he has in his ears. Does that mean I hate him? Yeah, I'm picking on him a little bit, but not a whole bunch. Now, normally Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday, so workers go to church, spend time with their families, and that kind of thing. I would just sit on the front porch, chewing on a piece of, what do they call it, the corn cob stuff there. So when the writer received a word through some of the readers that several Chick-fil-A restaurants in Orlando had opened on Sunday, they were a bit curious. So they ran down. Hours after the gunman massacred 49 people, one of the most inspiring photographs showed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people waiting in long lines for hours to donate blood. Now, team members at two nearby Chick-fil-A restaurants figured those folks got to be getting hungry. So somebody flipped on the lights. They started frying grills. Yeah, they started frying chicken and taking care of it. And before long, they were serving sandwiches and nuggets. Nuggets? Sandwiches and nuggets. And sweet tea to all the folks donating blood. I don't know if the sweet tea was a good idea, but anyway. And they've given same food to law enforcement and the firemen and so on. She went on to say, we love our city. We love the people in our community, team member wrote. Right? The following day, many of the restaurants provided free chicken biscuits and orange juice to firefighters and police officers and the first responders. We're appalled by the senseless crime. Now, see, some of you think that Christians caused this because of their unacceptance of the gay and lesbian lifestyle. Right, because somebody doesn't accept somebody, that's a clear something. That's a clear message to do physical bodily harm. You guys don't accept our belief system. Some of you on the far left, you don't accept ours. But anytime a Christian's been beaten up, hurt, or even killed, I've never said it was your fault. None of us have. Where's the real hypocrisy here? So why is Chick-fil-A being so generous, considering it hates the LGBTQ community, according to you guys? It's because Chick-fil-A's number one priority is not to make a profit, which they do. Not to make the best chicken sandwich in the world. And some people say they do. I'm not a big fan, but I'm not a hater either. Their number one corporate policy, their priority, gonna hate this, is to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us and to have a positive influence on all who come in contact with Chick-fil-A. Wow. Now, Chick-fil-A wouldn't even comment. Corporate or local offices would not comment on what they were doing. Not a word. We're just honored to be one of the many organizations, they said, that are helping our friends and neighbors in Orlando. Period. That's it. Right? The writer goes on to say, now, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the giant egg in the room. See, back in 2012, Chick-fil-A was targeted by left-wing bullies after CEO Dan Cathy made comments supporting traditional marriage. They were accused of making hate chicken. Now, how do you know they weren't frying up LGBTQ chickens? You don't know that. It was equality all the way around. They were accused of being anti-gay, and they were castigated by the mainstream media. In May, a New York City councilman objected to the Southern restaurant chain opening a store in Queens. Mayor Bill de Blasio. He urged New Yorkers to boycott Chick-fil-A, and Councilman Daniel Drum accused them of spreading a message of hate. So I wonder if during the 9/11 if he would have taken sandwiches from them or not. What do you think? I suspect that you ask folks around Orlando who strongly disagree with that sentiment. If you ask them, I bet they would tell you that Chick-fil-A doesn't just serve chicken. They serve a community. As we say back home in Tennessee, these folks at Chick-fil-A, they're good people. See, that's the whole thing where I noticed that some of you, I won't say all of you, but some of you on the left, you know, the real hate, I think you guys show the real hate. I really do. I'm sorry, but here's the thing. It doesn't matter what a person has done in their lives. What they've done for the community, how much they've given in time and resources and everything else. You don't seem to care. All you see is the one thing of all the things that they've done, the one thing that you can't stand is the fact that they're not in agreement with the gay and lesbian lifestyle. And it's all over for them. Nothing else they did. Now, here's what I find with some of the people I talk with in these kind of issues or situations. They've done absolutely nothing for the community. The only thing they've done is, you know, they've been a Facebook fighter. They're on Facebook telling you what a jackwagon you are. That's about the extent of what they do. They don't help out in the community. They're not really engaged or involved in anything that really matters in the community. Yeah, they do cleanup day once a year, right? Ooh, good job. You know, again, I went to an event on Sunday. And overall, it was a great event. I don't want anybody to think I'm disparaging the event. But what I thought was funny, though, was the conversation about love, 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 love. Love no matter what, right? Love your enemy. Don't take it out on the rest of the community because this one person did it in the name of God or the Muslim guy did it and yada, yada, yada. I mean, they were very, very forgiving. Afraid, but forgiving. And I was there. Quite a few of these people can't stand me because of my stand from a Christian standpoint and the fact that I'm on a school board. The disdain that they had towards me, you could tell in their faces. Even people, friends of mine that were around me say, you know, they don't mean this. No, they did mean it. Let's be honest about it. They meant it. See, in a time like that, if it's really about love, it's really about forgiveness, and really about moving on, then what happened? So you don't really mean it. See, you're okay if it's aimed at you, but if you have to aim it at somebody else, that's not so much. Come on, think it through. This is wrong at every level, is it not? So if you really mean, look at, I don't have to agree with what you're doing to still love you. I don't have to like your actions. You're still a human being. If all 50 of those people killed in that club were gay or lesbian, I would never say good riddance. As a matter of fact, if you listen to the first hour, I got very upset at the pastors. I don't know what God they serve that would be okay with this, because mine wouldn't be and isn't. I mean, the one scripture that comes to mind is, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. It's up to us to love people. God will decide what your punishment is or not. Not me. I'd even zap myself sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Networks. Hey, I really appreciate you tuning in tonight. Have a great rest of the day. Don't go too far.